The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Killian Ginnity, good morning and welcome.
How you doing, Pat?
I want to talk to you about Blue Sky. We haven't signed up to Blue Sky on this program yet, but I think we should.
Yeah, Blue Sky is having a moment, as the kids would say. So obviously, since Musk took over Twitter, there's been a change, a shift in the audience, and we've kind of been beholden to his ego. If he's not getting seen enough, he changes the algorithm. So Blue Sky came along. It's actually been around since 2021.
Who owns it?
Jack Dorsey, the former CEO of Twitter. So the brains behind Twitter has made a new Twitter, and it has gone back to its roots. So if you've ever used Twitter, this now feels like a 2018 version of it. So before Musk, before it got really, really toxic.
Okay, so what happened to Mastodon and Threads?
So Mastodon is still there. Threads is still there. Threads has said they don't necessarily want news, and they're not a chronological feed. So it's more algorithm based. So you post something now, I might see it in 3, 4, 5 hours. And if you're trying to break news, well, then that's no good. They say they have 240 million users per month.
Threads.
So that's very generous, considering like I go on maybe twice a month and check what's going on. I'm not a user though, you know.
Yeah.
Another thing for Threads is they're introducing ads next year. As of yet, there is no ads. There's very, very little botting on Blue Sky. It's really easy to sign up. You just put in your email. You have to verify your email. You get a handle. So like newstalkfm.bsky.social. They don't have a verification system yet. So one of the options that they do have that a lot of people are doing is you can verify your domain. So if you're unsure what will end up happening, and you'll see it across big brands, I did it for my own page now. So it's at killianginnity.com rather than the .bsky.social. But it's really, really strongly monitored. So it's a very pleasant place to be. Some of the end wokeness accounts from Twitter tried to make a move over and got banned within minutes. So it's a very collegiate place to be. It's really easy as well to build up a community in it, because I can make a list of people that I like, and then you can click into my profile, see that list, and click follow all. So it's really, really to build up.
And how rapidly has it been growing?
They had 9 million users in September. On November the 13th, they had 15 million. And as of last night, even the notes you have there are out of date now. It's now gone up to 19 million. So it's over a million a day for the past week.
Okay, and in terms of the movers and shakers, like the news people, the big newspaper organizations and television news outfits, how many of them are joining?
Everybody.
Everybody's
coming there. Now, it is still in the process of happening. Like the big movement was over the weekend. So there's a lot of them started yesterday or today. But like since The Guardian has left Twitter, there's been a big push again. Like even the football teams are abandoning Twitter for Blue Sky. Werder Bremen last night specifically said, we are leaving Twitter to go to Blue Sky. So this is
because Musk has turned it into a propaganda arm for himself and Trump.
Not just that, it's the amount of bots as well. So like there's very, very little human interaction or benefit. So like I've seen it with creators that have massive, massive followings on Twitter, but very, very little engagement. They move to Blue Sky, they'll have a fraction of the following and multiples of the engagement. So there's very little benefit right now to be on X, as it's now called.
Okay, now some of the comments coming in. The only issues with Blue Sky are who's going to pay for it and whether or not the decentralized technology will handle the numbers as they grow. This is a big issue and it's already been crashing. As a copy of the interface, it has got around the annoying interface issue of Threads.
Yeah, so it's as I say, it very much feels like Twitter 2018, so it's familiar. So like you don't feel like you're fumbling around in the dark. On the issue of servers and stuff,
technology, yeah.
Yeah, so like they launched it in 2021, and at that time you had to put your email into the hat and you would eventually get an invite. So this has been a slow burn and a slow build so that they don't encounter major problems, which is one of the reasons why Mastodon fell off so quickly. There was a big push there. They couldn't handle it. So yes, there's a big push. Yes, there will be problems, but the problems pale in comparison to other platforms.
How do they monetize it then?
As of right now, there's no real push to do that. They're not planning on ads just yet. They haven't made that aware. But one of the things they are pushing and making people very, very aware of is they will not be using your posts to train AI. So that's not one way they're going to do it like Twitter did.
Now, there's a slang universe out there with which I'm not very familiar, but you're going to throw a few at me.
This is research from unscrambler.com. So it's slang words that are puzzling people in Ireland and generating the most internet searches. So the Irish Daily Mirror actually had this, and our own Shane Beattie just covered it briefly on Breakfast Briefing this morning. So in number one, the most searched and most confusing slang word of this year, Pat, Sigma. What do you think it means?
I don't know.
It's like an alpha male. You're independent. You're strong. You're okay. Like with the whole Andrew Tate movement has become a big thing. Two, DEI.
Well, that's diversity, equity and inclusion. I know that one. I've come across it a few times.
Well, it's now means woke, basically. It's been co-opted by the likes of Twitter woke. And just kind of saying, yeah, that's woke.
Okay, next one.
Three, do you want to give a go at saying that?
Hawk-tua.
So it's about spitting on something.
Yeah,
so
this hawking is spitting, do you know, already in slang. So maybe that's where that comes from.
It came from a viral video of a girl talking about pleasing her boyfriend.
Dear, oh dear. Demure, I see. And it hasn't changed that much.
No.
I would think of that as modest, reserved, gentle.
Yeah, and it kind of is that. But now TikTok, it's more like you go into the office, you don't have too much makeup on because you don't want to look awful. So you're very demure. You're very mindful of other people. So it's cool.
My little Pookie.
Pookie is a nice, it's a pet name. It is exactly what it says on the thing, on the tin. But the girl behind Hawk-tua actually has created an AI-powered dating app called Pookie, named after her pet name for her boyfriend. And there's a load of more here, like Skibbity, Brat, Riz.
A brat is someone who's cool and a bit naughty, maybe.
Word of the year as well for the Collins Dictionary. Mm.
Okay, now some of the questions coming in for Killian. Is there much of a difference between Google Pixel 9 and Google Pixel 9 XL?
So the XL would be physically bigger and more power, unless you're using it as like you're living through it. It is your working life. I think the 9 is fine for most people.
What is the best digital frame to buy that's easy to use?
That I'm not too sure about. If you want to email me at digital@newstalk.com, I'll come back with a proper list.
Yeah, because actually they're fairly straightforward. I mean, you load them up with whatever.
Just onto an SD card or anything like that. They're very handy and very nice to have.
Is it better to buy drive storage or buy an external hard drive? I've about 500 gigs of files, photos and videos.
So it depends on how you plan to access them. So like if you if you're quite clotty, it can be easier to store them in the cloud because it will organize them for you. They're easier to get anywhere. Whereas a physical drive, you could lose that in your home office, as I've done many, many times. But you have the benefit of it's a one-time price for a physical drive.
Okay, I have an iPhone 16 and I have two questions. What is the best way to charge an iPhone to protect and I suppose to extend the life of the battery? And where are WhatsApp photos and videos stored if you don't download them? I'm trying to keep my phone storage down. That's from Ty. Two questions.
So on the storage, if you don't download them, they will eventually be deleted. So download them and back them up to the cloud or back them up to a hard drive. On charging your phone, this covers all phones. Phones, when you take them out of the box, you'll notice they come at now 50% charge because the battery is actually at its most stable and most comfortable there. You shouldn't really be charging your phone to 100%. This is why you should never charge your phone when you're going to bed and leaving on overnight because it wears down the battery. So what you should really be doing if you're really, really, really trying to extend the life is charge to about 80, 85%. Use it down to about 40%. And this is one of the reasons why the likes of OnePlus are having these warp charges so that it only takes 20 minutes. So it's not about having a really, really long life. It's about having the quickest charge so that you only have the shortest amount of time plugged into a wall.
Great stuff, Killian. That's all we have time for. Killian Ginnity, thank you very much. Now, don't forget our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the Newstalk app powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On Newstalk.